Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. Today we will be talking about a lot of things. The first thing that I want to talk about is my trip to Cuba. That was a lot of fun. We did a bunch of stuff, and I got to tell you a little bit about that. Also, football is back in business, and so that should be, you know, amazing. And preseason football is going on right now, so yeah. And also Major League Baseball, and as well as our Tech Talk regular episode or segment, I should say. So, anyway, that's basically what we're going to be talking about today. So I'm going to kick it off. By blowing my nose, apparently. Okay, sorry about that. I had to blow my nose. Anyway, my trip to Cuba was amazing. We went there, we got in, we got through customs, and the first day, we went to this Cuban restaurant, and it was really amazing. And then we went to our hotels, and the hotels were actually very nice. All of Cuba was actually very nice. The only part that I would say was bad, because everybody thinks that Cuba is dirty and, you know, all the stuff that they tell you in America, and it's not really. The only thing that's dirty is the outside of their houses, because they don't have any homeowners associations or any of that, so, you know, their houses don't have to look the same and all that, and they don't have to look good. It's just that, you know, they don't really care about the outside. They only care about the inside. What's also very interesting is that even though, yes, it's not so bad of a country, that people still hang their clothes out on clotheslines outside, and I find that very funny. As well as, you know, they find life in Cuba very nice. You know, we always have this mindset that they all want to go to America. But the reality is going to America is very hard. Number one, getting a ticket out of Cuba is very expensive. Getting into America and starting, a new life is also very, very hard. Rather than if you were born there, you know, so that's the tough part. And you have to have enough money to last you for about a year so you can get back onto your feet in America. So it's very, very tough. And the reality is that they like it in Cuba. The fact that they can go down to their next door neighbor's house and ask for salt is great, you know, for them. And so They love that, and that's why they don't want to go to America, because in America you have all this crime and people are, you know, so very vicious, whereas in Cuba the only problem, you know, the really only crime is thieves, you know, and that happens everywhere, and it's just because they're a poor country, and they actually don't really hate Fidel. They don't really hate Fidel Castro. They actually, you know, really like him and are very thankful, because their old, leader, you know, their old, you know, king or, you know, whatever they call him, was very vicious, and they didn't like him, and Fidel got him out of there. And, Fidel was actually a lawyer to start out with, which I thought was very interesting. And they have all this stuff going all around with about Fidel Castro, and it's very It's very interesting. It's very different from what we think about it here in America. They also have all these markets, and that's very cool. The Cuban market, the actual big Cuban market, we went there on the last day, and we got some like painting. You know, we saw paintings, and they had all this sort of stuff. I got this Cuban hat, so it was very, very cool. And the food there was just amazing. Some of the stuff I didn't necessarily like, but most of it was just amazing. And it wasn't Americanized, you know, really at all. They all had pretty much the same type of Cuban food. Not many places with burgers and French fries, but you know, that's okay. They do have pizza there, which I thought was kind of interesting. But yeah, it's not Americanized. Everything's in Spanish. So, you know, your guide speaks English and Spanish, but you know, besides that, you're pretty much on your own. And but a lot of the people there speak English, and even if it's not a big amount, they still speak it much better than I would and try and speak to them in Spanish. So the pretty much the only thing I knew and I talked about was "Cómo te llamas," which is "What is your name?" So that's basically what Cuba was like. I really enjoyed it. It's a very big island, and but you also can learn your way around Havana very easily. And one of the most prominent things is the cars. Now you might ask me, what's prominent about cars? Well, they have all sorts of cars. It's like you almost went in a time machine back to the 1950s. And they have all these 50s cars, some in good shape, some in not so good shape, but they all run. The problem is their exhaust is really bad. You know, some cars can have really bad exhaust. And a car is very expensive because you have to pay this 20,000 or, you know, 10,000 sum of money, and it's all in cash. There's no credit cards, there's none of that. There's a bank where you can go store your cash and get it out, but you know, there's no sort of credit cards. So nobody's in debt there, but that also means that all these big purchases, they have to pay all in cash, which is not very good. But yeah, so they have these cars, right? And there's a Mercedes-Benz dealer there. And what they do is they go to the Mercedes-Benz dealer and they ask for an engine, and they replace these 1950s cars with Mercedes-Benz engines. So it's very interesting. They're very mechanically advanced. But yeah, that's basically what they do, and they learn how to get by. And it's very interesting. They have a lot of landmarks there. It's very beautiful there. But yeah, and they all of their, you know, stuff is very fresh. So you go to we went to this one place, this one juice bar, and they only had one type of juice, but it was amazing. What they did is they took sugarcane and they took lime and pineapple and, you know, a bunch of other stuff, and they put it into this squeezer, and the juices would come out. And they would use that juice to make this drink, and it was amazing. It was very, very good. I drank it all up in about 3 minutes, and it was just very, very, very good. So, and our tour guide was amazing, and he had a sense of humor, and it was a lot of fun. So that's basically my trip to Cuba. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We're now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back. So, we're going to be talking about preseason football, what I see, and what my predictions are. Excuse me there. What my predictions are, and basically what I think is going to happen. So, I was just recently watching the Green Bay Packers play against the Steelers, and both teams look very good. The Steelers' defense is really, really looking good. Lots of injuries, which seems, it's very bad in preseason football. Jordy Nelson and T.J. Lang, two key players on the offense of Wisconsin, Green Bay offense, actually, on the Packer offense. Two key players hurt. Possibly T.J. Lang has a concussion, so won't be back for 2 weeks. But by then, the regular season would have started, so really looking forward to that. But Jameis, I'm going to get over and talk about the Bucs. Jameis Winston looks pretty good. He's having some problems reading the defense. Hopefully he fine-tunes that and gets very good. But, with the Bucs, they need some work. Doug Martin was very, very good. His cuts were very nice and all of that. And so, for me, my prediction of what's going to happen this season, I think the Bucs will go 9-7. I think that's what will happen, a winning record. But I feel like they could possibly get the wild card. I think that the Panthers will win the division. The division is very open. Let me say about that. The division is very open. But I think they will have a 9-7 record, go and get the wild card, make it to the playoffs, and possibly get past the first round and then get out in the second round. But playoffs is going to be playoffs? Are you telling me about playoffs? It'll be exciting. Jameis Winston, I think he is our guy. And we have a lot of weapons on our team, so it'll be interesting to see how we do this year. So 9-7 is my prediction. Also around the league, Tom Brady in the preseason football, he was doing very bad, actually. He was only in, I think he only got like 13 yards in today's game, so very poor performance from him. They did an interview with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, not together. Tom Brady did it separately, and then Belichick did it separately. So Brady basically said, contrary to belief, that Bill Belichick does not chew people out. He did not do that. And Belichick was like, whatever he says is, all right with me. So they're getting to be very annoying. And I wish that something would happen. Brady is getting suspended for 4 games, and the Patriots fans are going to be mad about that, but I don't really care because the rest of the league is more important than the Patriots fans. So, I really hope, this has to stop. This Tom Brady, Bill Belichick shenanigans, it can't go on. In the Packers division, right, we're looking at the Seahawks and the Packers facing off. I'm pretty sure that the Seahawks will not make it to another Super Bowl this year. Maybe a wild card spot behind the Packers, but I think this year is the Packers' year. Of course, the Cardinals division, I believe that's the AFC West, if I'm not mistaken. Here, let me go ahead and give it a check here. Here's what we'll do. We'll go ahead and do a rundown of all of the of all of the divisions, say who I think won. Yes, so it's the NFC West. We'll start from there. The NFC West, you have Arizona, Seattle, San Francisco, St. Louis. And I think, so right now, I think that Arizona will come in second. Arizona will come in first. Seattle will come in second. St. Louis will come in third. And San Francisco will come in last. And because St. Louis picked up Nick Foles, but Arizona and Seattle are very, very good teams. And in the NFC South, that's Carolina, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and New Orleans. I'm going to go with Carolina to win out the division here, Tampa Bay to come in second, Atlanta in third, and New Orleans in last. For the NFC North, you have Minnesota, Chicago, Green Bay, and Detroit. I'm going to go with Green Bay to win out this division. Minnesota to come in second, Chicago to come in Detroit to come in third, and Chicago to come in fourth. For the NFC East, I'm going to go with which is Washington, Philadelphia, New York Giants, and Dallas. I'm going to go with Philadelphia in first, Giants in second, Dallas in third, and Washington in fourth. For the AFC West, it's Denver, Kansas City, San Diego, and Oakland. I'm expecting Denver to win out this division again. Kansas City in second, San Diego in third, and Oakland in last. For the AFC South, we have Jacksonville, Houston, Indianapolis, and Tennessee. I am going to go with I'm going to go with Houston in first, Indianapolis in second, Jacksonville in third, and Tennessee in fourth. Now, just a little update for you guys. The Colts, Reggie White is looking at trading, or, you know, as a free agent, going over to the Patriots. So, very interesting stuff there. Tom Brady might be having some more, weapons to use on that wide-receiving cheating team. In the AFC North, you have Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh in first, Cincinnati in second, Baltimore in third, and Cleveland in fourth. In the AFC East, you have Buffalo, the Jets, New England, and Miami. I'm going to go with New England in first again, sadly. Miami in second, Jets in third, and Buffalo in third, and Jets in fourth. So those are my predictions for the standings in the NFL. We're going to move over to our tech talk now. Actually, let me give you guys the rundown for what is going on in the Major League Baseball today. As of right now, the Rays are still six and a half games behind. It's not looking good. It's pretty much just down to Toronto and the Yankees as of right now. So we could possibly, this is a long shot, but we could possibly get a wild card. But it'll be a long shot, really. We're 1.5 games behind from the wild card spot. So that's basically what's going on. As of right now, Texas is in there. So, I don't know. The Rays could get the wild card spot, but it really depends if they're going to be able to finish out here. They have a lot of competition. They have Baltimore to worry about, L.A. to worry about, L.A. Angels, Texas, Rangers, Baltimore, I think I've already mentioned that, and Minnesota. So those are the people that they have to worry about there to try and beat out. So interesting stuff there in the Major League Baseball. Anyway, moving into our tech talk part of the segment, I want to, you know, last time I talked about Windows 10 and new features coming with that, and today I want to talk about getting into, computers. So let's say you're new to computers, you've always, you know, just got a Dell worktop, you know, to send emails on or something like that, but you want to do something more. So let's say you want to try and animate things, or, you know, start making videos, or start gaming. You're never too old to game. Always remember that. But what you're going to need is you're going to need different things for different, you know, things that you want to accomplish. You go into building every computer with goals in mind and what you need it for, and there's a reason behind building a computer. So, for example, let's say you want a gaming computer, right? You're going to want a good enough processor to handle any games, but you need a good graphics card to handle the top-end games of Advanced Warfare. Now, the CPU, the processor, and the graphics card are the only two things that you need to worry about in a PC build. You want, you know, let's say you want just an all-around great computer, you need a really good processor and a really good graphics card, but it all really depends. Now, excuse me, a great site, some great things tips that I would try and help you out with here would be, you know, have a friend, right, who's into computers or something like that. Go to them and ask about what you should do, tell them what you want it for, all that sort of stuff. But if you don't have one of those IT tech-type friends, then go to a computer store, in an actual computer store. Please, please do not go to Best Buy, as those people, they somewhat know what they're doing, but they will lead you down the wrong path, because Best Buy has things set up with companies, so their salespeople have to recommend a product, whereas if you were to go to a place like Tiger Direct or Micro Center, a local actual computer shop, don't go to Radio Shack either, because that's not a computer shop. But if you go to an actual computer shop, ask around there, tell them what you need, you know, ask them for a price, all that sort of stuff. So that's what I would recommend. Read up on, you know, what a processor does, what it, you know, you don't need to know the ins and outs, but all you pretty much need to know is what you want to use it for, and that's pretty much it. And a little bit about processors and graphics cards. Now, there's two, let's start out with processors. For processors, there's two sets, or there's two companies that make processors. That's AMD and Intel. And both of these companies are very good. AMD, you get a little bit more bang for your buck, but it's less reliable. Intel is, you know, very, it's more on the expensive side, and you get, but you get very reliable, you get a very reliable processor, and it's normally faster. You have a little bit more reliable processor with Intel, but over on the graphics cards, you have a couple of them. You have NVIDIA and AMD. AMD, you know, is kind of all around the place, but I know that NVIDIA, it works very well, and it's very good. That's basically what you need to start going into computers, getting into, you know, the company or the community. And I would suggest this. I would make your own computer, right? So build your own computer. Let's say you don't have enough money or any of that. Let's say you just want to build, you know, a fantasy computer, right? Do not make it where it would be so outrageously expensive. You know, you put in the best graphics cards around, the best processors, you know, a crazy motherboard that you don't need. What I would do is treat it like an actual computer and one that you would be able to buy a year down the line. Because if you go into it and you just build an outrageous computer that you never be able to buy, it won't get you into the industry at all. Because you'll just know the best stuff and not know anything else. The thing that you need to do is you go into to one of your friends that knows what they're doing. You tell them what you want. They recommend some stuff, and that's your ticket in on the computer industry train. Anyway, that's basically our tech talk for today. That's PJ Sports Talk for today as well. Thank you for listening to this edition of PJ Sports Talk. Tune in next week for another edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I will see you next Sunday. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. And have a great weekend. School starting one day, for me at least. See you next week.